Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're going to talk about mobile wallet campaigns sending targeted messages to segmented campaigns. So basically what that is we're going to break down the Starbucks mobile strategy and show you how to make it yours.
Yes, it's taken years for Starbucks to lead the way they do on mobile. And for years, Kim and I have been given examples here and there on how Starbucks uses mobile to engage, promote using loyalty, and provide it as a payment option.
Right, we're going to have a great episode today. However, if you're a first-time listener or you maybe don't understand how a mobile wallet ad campaign works, Hazel's going to take a couple minutes now and give you what we like to call the two-minute rundown.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention. Colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the backlinks and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Thanks, Hazel. That was awesome, as always. Now, let's go back to talking about Starbucks. Any listener out there who owns or markets for a coffee shop or a cafe or a restaurant or, you know what, even like a hair salon or another service type of business, you're probably going to want to pay close attention and maybe even take some notes on this one, because we are looking at Starbucks mobile strategy, and we're going to give you pointers on how you can kind of replicate their success without an app by using a mobile wallet pass, which they use in conjunction with their app.
Right, and as I said back in the rundown, a mobile wallet pass has numerous functions. It uses proximity marketing, important for foot traffic to and from your shop, and telling them about any daily specials that you might have going on that day.
Right, so this is one of the primary ways that Starbucks or some other competitor is taking foot traffic away from you. And, you know, one of the great techniques that Starbucks uses for repeat customers is pretty easy to replicate. When you walk by a Starbucks, they use proximity technology to contact every single one of their customers that have installed their app on the phone. So as a regular customer, in the morning when you walk into, whether it's your regular Starbucks or a different Starbucks, you come in and buy a cup of coffee, and on the way out, if you're using their app, you get a lock screen notification that encourages you to come back in the afternoon. And if you tap through on that lock screen message into the app, they give you the promotional discount that offers the $2 for a second beverage, like a buy one, get one, in the afternoon of the same day.
Right. So how this would work with a mobile wallet pass has similar characteristics. Now, a mobile wallet pass will be customized with your own company name. And in this case, we're using Jeffrey's Cafe. And Jeffrey is located on the bottom of an office building with Starbucks on the street down the way. So with this pass, he can do the same messaging and marketing his beverages selection in the same way that Starbucks does it. And just like filling in a form, type in your message of the day early in the morning. That way your foot traffic will sure to notice. So this just doesn't happen overnight. All of a sudden, Starbucks app didn't just appear on people's devices. It had to be added and distributed.
Right, and Starbucks did a lot to promote this at the point of sale. You know, their employees were all informing their customer base about a new app, you know, in the App Store, in the Google Play Store. They had signage in the store, and they encouraged them to sign up. They tied all this up with a loyalty or a rewards program, whatever you want to call it. And that's easy enough to replicate on first-time signups without going into a full-fledged loyalty program using mobile wallet passes. You know, you give a free drink, some sort of deep discount on the first purchase. Those are the methods that Starbucks used to get their clientele to not only download but engage with their app. And obviously, it worked.
Right. And it's important to say that it's not just their daily promotions and passing by to those foot traffic that's going there. It's building up loyalty. That was their goal, and that's how they succeeded. So Starbucks uses an app, downloads, and they give away stuff for free, as Kim mentioned, to build up their mobile loyalty program. So a free shot, a free coffee, and again, a deep discount. So in turn, it strengthened customers' relations, created a potential for interactions and value creation, all by integrating their digital tactics to work with mobile.
So, you know, since Starbucks started with their app, there's now a lot more competition in coffee shops, cafes. You know, McDonald's came into the industry with their McCafe. God, I remember when McCafes were only in Australia, and we thought, oh, this would be great in America, and then it came to America, and it's nowhere near as good. Anyway, you know, when Starbucks finally switched their punch cards over to be digital and more precisely mobile, That was back in 2009, 2010, and they actually grew their loyalty program by about 20% when they made the switch. And yeah, from a marketing perspective, the barriers for the switch may have seemed hard at the time, but you know, Starbucks added it into their core service, and truly they make it more convenient for customers to purchase coffee using their mobile app than they do without it.
Right, and doing it now also made it easier for people to share their experiences onto social media, which by 2009, 2010 was an important component of just about everybody's life when they have a phone. So with the mobile wallet pass, you can do this, and there really is no difference. So with Jeffrey's Cafe, he has a customized mobile wallet pass, and there are share features that will easily put the pass right onto any Facebook page or tweet, or even if you want to Instagram your coffee. If you go to our Twitter feed, you just use the hashtag, hashtag mobile wallet marketing, and you'll see examples of what we do on our own pass, a podcast marketer pass for mobile wallet marketing made easy. So you can see some examples there. Now let's not forget what Jeffrey did with his pass. He also has an Instagram page, and he put the links on the back of the pass to his Instagram page. And whenever he serves, he's one of those types of people, whenever he serves a latte or a cappuccino or that you're sitting down in the cafe for, he's the one that makes all those little flourishes. You know what I mean, Kim?
Yep,
right?
Yep, I dig.
Yeah, and he likes to put these on his Instagram page. It's a kind of a little cornerstone of what he does for social media. So he puts it on his Instagram, and everyone likes to take photos, and he just asks that you put on Instagram as well. And there's an easy link for this, again, on the back of the pass.
Right, so that way he is kind of growing his Instagram followers organically and setting himself up with a pass for further promotion. So you know what, though? Before we ventured down the road of Jeffrey's Instagram feed, I think you were talking about a mobile strategy that someone doesn't want to ignore because it is a similar strategy to the one that Starbucks uses to get repeat afternoon customers through their door and how that can be applied to businesses using mobile wallet passes.
Thanks, Kim, for getting me back on track. So getting back to the Starbucks strategy, which is the afternoon promotion that they do. So now in the morning, you get a cup of coffee at Jeffrey's Cafe and entices his regulars not to leave the office building to go down the street for a Starbucks. He entices them by offering them an extra shot of caramel as a bonus to giving a discount for $2 off later on in the afternoon.
Right, so I'm a little confused about how Jeffrey's actually got this set up. And since he's one of your customers that you work with, can you maybe explain a little bit further how this actually works?
Sure. So with a mobile wallet pass,
I mean, there's a couple ways I can think of that he could accommodate this strategy.
Right. So there is. So with the mobile wallet pass, there's two ways you can do it. There's First, yeah, there's a landing page on his site with a discount code that he updates daily. And he put that URL on the back of his pass with his regulars come towards him. A proximity trigger goes off on the phone with a mobile update on it right on the lock screen saying tap here to get the $2 discount now or something along those lines.
Okay, got that one. So what's the second variation in the strategy?
Okay, so the second way is simply to daisy chain another pass onto Jeffrey's Cafe's first pass. So simply add another pass into the mobile wallet app. This one is now specifically used for the daily specials and the promotions that they have right on your mobile. So this pass is a mobile coupon, and on the pass is the promotion with the barcode or QR code that the barista scans at the POS at the point of sale when you cash out. So it's
okay. Well, that sounds really simple.
Yeah, it is. It is, Kim. Now his regulars can see the daily specials on his pass because just like a landing page or web page on your site, it's easy to change up the pass for the next coffee promotion. It fluently moves from one to the next.
Right. So we call it fluid because the next promotion is actually set up through the admin page, and you're just adding the next campaign onto the page. So it's automatically done on our platform and gets sent right out, and Apple updates it on their servers as soon as the new pass is logged.
Right. And Starbucks' success in transitioning to mobile just didn't happen, like as I mentioned earlier. It was a full-scale push by every location and every employee. So in Jeffrey's Cafe, just as in your coffee or tea shop, educate your employees on the mobile wallet pass features and use them to inform your regulars of how you're moving to a mobile pass. And maybe if they do, you'll give them a free shot of coffee. Again, the promotion is up to you of how you want to run your campaign. And don't forget to have signage right on the POS at the point of sale to get the pass distributed. You can use them you can scan it into your queue as a QR code to get it into your phone. You can send them a URL through iMessage or
email.
Or email, thank you. And even
AirDrop,
Or on a webpage, and even AirDrop works. So this is all Apple technologies, the same ones that you're using on, that you would if you were building an app that you're using towards a mobile wallet pass. Now, when Jeffrey's Cafe uses their customized mobile pass, the pass has the details about the store, since part of their social media shares stem from designs in people's lattes, as I was mentioning earlier. And there's a mess of them on Instagram, and there's a link on the pass for regulars to look and post their own.
So basically what that does is enables the app launching features on the back of the pass. So with the single tap, if somebody has Instagram installed on their phone, then the Instagram app launches and pops up right from the back of the pass. So the other strategy I think that we're talking about that's borrowed from Starbucks is using proximity triggers when a regular passes by a pop notification and gets a lock screen notification letting them know about the daily specials.
Right. That's absolutely right. Starbucks rewarded their regulars by giving an afternoon discount when they came back in for their afternoon coffee. So with a mobile wallet pass, it can be a daisy chained. So now there are two passes, a second, a mobile coupon with the daily special on it. This can be changed up daily depending on how you organize your promotions.
Okay, and I think probably I want to mention now that if you're not entirely sure how proximity and location triggers work, on the mobilewalletmarketer.com website, we actually have an iBeacon worksheet that you can download, and it will help you organize your campaigns. It explains how iBeacon technology works for you in a variety of different industries. So I think, Hayes, if that is all that you have, maybe we want to wrap it up?
Absolutely, that's it for me. Again, the iBeacon worksheet, you can find that on mobilewalletmarketer.com. And be sure to listen to more of our podcasts where we discuss other best practices when using a mobile wallet pass. And for other podcasts out there, come to our site. It's at dominoresearch.com/podcast.
Cool. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.